Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is U.S. Custom Harvesters President David Meisner. Tell us where you're at and what you're up to here this week.
So I am located south of Lemon, South Dakota, about 25 miles, and we have been doing some winter wheat this past week. The winter wheat down here where we're at has been anywhere from about 25 to 45 bushel in an acre, and the test weight has just been superb here. The lowest one we brought in so far was 62 pounds, and the highest was over 64, but I will say with the close to 5 inches of rain that we had towards the end of this past week and over the weekend, I don't really expect the test weight to stay at that same level.
No, and looking ahead here, has the rain been for that area? What's the crop itself looking like as far as, or I guess will it be a little while before you get back into the field, I suppose?
Yeah, it does look like we're going to have to give it a couple of days to let that moisture soak in, but that even though we had such a high volume of water, it came from Thursday through Saturday night, and it took a long time for it to rain that. It was almost steady the whole time, so it really soaked into the ground very, very nicely. We had some runoff, I'll say that too, but it was dry too, so it was able to absorb a lot of this moisture right into the ground, which is where we need to have it, so for some good subsoil moisture.
And looking at this year's crop in that area compared to years past, what is that comparison like?
On the winter wheat side, it's just a little bit lower than what I've seen in the past couple of years. I know last year was pretty decent for this region, but yeah, in general, the guys around here seem to be pretty content with around that 35 to 40 bushel wheat here on the winter wheat. When we're done doing the winter wheat, we're going to start doing some spring wheat soon as well. Some of the spring wheat we got to do is ready, and some of it is not ready yet. It'll come around now, give us a little more heat, and we'll get after it.
And that was going to be my next question here, was where are you headed next? What's next on the docket?
Next stop that I got to do is actually north of Lemon a little bit. And so we're going to do some spring wheat there as well as canola. And I did go and look at that job this past week, and it's really looking good. It's north of Lemon a little ways where I got to go. It's probably 10 days away yet before harvest time there. But very, very nice looking crop. Right in that region, I say they're actually going to be above normal for their yields there.
And with those higher yields, does that have a bit of an impact on quality then, protein-wise, that sort of thing?
Usually our protein is a little bit lower. I guess that will be to be determined when we get up there. I can say the stuff that we've done south of Lemon quite a ways here, it has been, yeah, the pretty decent on the protein side for the winter wheat. None of the spring wheat have I done yet down south here, so I'll find that out when we get after that later on this week.
All right. Well, it's good to hear some good news, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. It's nice to have a crop around here. You know, it's always a lot funner for everybody to harvest, you know, at least in an average crop than it is below.
Yep. And where all have you been so far this year? You're based out of Oklahoma, correct?
That's correct. So I do for a couple spots there at Oklahoma. Then we do some in Kansas, got a couple spots we do there, and then we go to Nebraska, and I stop two places there, and South Dakota, I'm at my second stop here in South Dakota as well. So got quite a few places been. Most of the stuff we did down well, in Oklahoma and in Kansas was not the nicest harvest conditions and yields and whatnot. We did have a couple fields that were good, but as a whole, it was definitely below average down south. And my guys in Nebraska were close to average, but there was one place, too, that I did stuff that had hail, and I know that made them lose probably, 40% of their yield was on the ground because of the hail. But we did still harvest the stuff in Nebraska that I did. And South Dakota was way, my first stop in South Dakota was way down on acres. Good yields on what was harvested, but way down on acres because the wheat did not make it through the winter because it was, the winter wheat did not, because it was too dry last fall. It did not germinate well to be able to make it through the winter.
Okay. Any other tidbits here from this harvest season so far that we should point out before we let you go?
I'm a little excited to see some of the beans and corn that I've got to do. They, right in my region where I'm going to do some fall stuff, has been sitting really good as far as moisture most of the summer. So they're excited, which is nice. And crop down in Oklahoma as far as the cotton goes, we were really pleased with all the moisture that we got in the month of June. And but need some heat, and they've definitely been getting it down. See what harvest brings for the cotton harvest down in Oklahoma after Halloween.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here today. Again, that's David Meisner joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.